B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb! Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb! Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Ram-a-lam-a ding dong, rock and roll is king.
Hey guys, Patrice Bergeron here. Another edition of Bilingual Bruins. This week's language tip is for every parent out there self-quarantining. I know it's not easy. So be nice to your brother. Sois gentil avec ton frère. Five words. Sois gentil avec ton frère. And if it's a sister, be nice to your sister. Sois gentil avec ta sœur. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Hang in there. Be safe, stay healthy, and be nice to your siblings, guys.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Kutcher and Rich Radio Program. And we are broadcasting from our respective homes. And no sleep last night. Absolutely not. Zero. And it's interesting when I don't sleep because, you know, generally I sleep like human beings, generally as living creatures, other than the dolphin who shuts down half of its brain as it continues to swim. Did you know that about dolphins? They don't sleep.
No.
They shut down half of their brains, and then they rest that part of the brain because they're swimming. You know, it's because they're mammals, but they're got to come up for air, and then they shut their other side of their brain. So that's a little thing for you. So as I enjoy sleeping, but I'm not at all, and I'm not sure how to handle it. What I've noticed is my son. Yells in his sleep. Not screams. I'm sure I've done some psychological damage to him that is making this happen. But he'll go like, I don't know. And then like an hour later, he'll be like, come on. And then you'll just like hear this yelling. And so it's very interesting when one cannot sleep. You hear the... You're treated to things that normally are not available to people who can sleep, who actually go to bed and have that happen for them.
Did you sleep during the day yesterday?
I slept for a couple hours during the day.
Okay. All right. So you got in the last 24 hours, you've had 3 hours sleep?
24 hours because, okay, so 6 in the morning.
Yeah, so since the show yesterday, you only slept in the afternoon?
Yeah,
2 hours. Wow, man. Mm. That's awful.
Oh, it's fun. Oh, it's the best. It's so great. It's so great. I just am having the time of my life. There's nothing. And then you don't know what to do because I don't want to because a lot of times if I just stay in bed and close my eyes and like just wait,
mm-hmm.
Like you kind of fall asleep.
Yeah.
That wasn't happening. And then I was going to read, and then I didn't feel like doing that. So I watched some TV and I got real tired. So I went back into bed, and then my body went, no, you son of a bitch. You ain't going nowhere. You are staying up.
So everything that I've been reading is that, you know, you were talking about how you'd get up in the middle of the night and you would not get up, but you'd be up and you'd ride the Peloton to try to make you tired. I guess that because of all the endorphins that it releases, and you know how it is when you work out, it actually wakes you up even more so, and it doesn't make you more tired. So
right.
Are you working out during, if you're working out during the day, that is probably a better plan. Are you doing that, like riding it like in the afternoon, the Peloton?
I didn't do the Peloton yesterday. We went for a walk, my daughter, my wife and I, a big time walk outside in the environment. So I did not work out yesterday.
I got a dude doing like what's the thing? CrossFit in his backyard in my neighborhood.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, it's great, and it's like because it always seems to be at the time where I walk my dog after the show. It's like I kind of know when his window is, and he's picking up heavy stuff in the backyard. He's grunting. I mean, he's getting his gains in no matter what. And I mean, it doesn't matter come hell or high water. He's doing like what are those things we used to do in football in like high school, plyometrics. You know, like the knees to the chest and all that stuff too. And then he drops in the ground and does push ups, and then he's picking up. I can't tell what it is through like this fence because it's like in his backyard. It's not a tire, but it's something big that he had around the house that he's picking up as well. But I mean, you've got a full-on show going on in the backyard of in my neighborhood.
Is he going shirtless, or is he wearing a shirt?
No. He's got like, you know, it's like a sleeveless thing. You know, he's rocking no sleeves.
So it's like a half and halfer.
Yeah. It's not the spaghetti strap ones. It's just the little things. Or even the one, which is fantastic when you just got one going, when you're like an ultra, you know, weightlifting stud. But neighborhood hardos are a thing now, apparently. I mean, because they got to get their weightlifting in. And there's also, think about it, that ego stroke that you get when you are one of these beefheads who goes to the gym and you grunt and you push, you know, you've now, that's been taken away from you. The fact that everyone turns their head and go, ooh, who is that muscle man? Right, and lowers their shades. So you have to make up for it somehow. So what do? You go in the backyard and you do it as loud as you can. So the whole neighborhood knows you're getting your gains, baby.
That's right, because aside from the, I guess, heavy thing that he's lifting, it seems like it all could be done inside. But that doesn't need to be happening. I mean, you could do push-ups inside and do plyometric training inside. But
I want to know if anybody else has a neighborhood hardo through all this, because I mean it's weird. I was mentioning this to a friend of mine, and he had said that he knows a guy that he works with and who apparently lives next door to a guy who does that too. Has set up like he's taken all of his like weightlifting equipment, and for some reason, as you said, you could do it inside your house, but he's brought it outside.
Oh, so I got a guy in my neighborhood who's done that for years.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, in the front yard.
He's hanging in his front. So does he have a backyard?
Yes. I mean, yes, enough for a weight bench.
I mean,
it doesn't need much of a backyard for a weight bench. But yeah, he puts it in the front yard. He loves it.
Oh, that's great. I would give anything to like. What?
He suns in the, like in the in summer, he gets out like a lawn chair.
What is he, like, in the north end? What's going on?
No, and he just, and he, oh yeah. He doesn't weigh 400 pounds. And he's like, he lays on one of those like sun chairs and in front of the neighborhood. And the thing is that he's older. I mean, like, but he looks like the Iron Sheik.
Oh, really? Good, yeah. Good for him.
Like, it's not like, he's not like cut.
It's like fat muscle, you know? It's like the hard, it's like a pot belly muscle that he's got.
Yes, yeah. It's like, it's exactly that. And he turns, he's probably listening. But he like turns this like, because the guy would know exactly who I'm talking about. And he turns this odd shade of orange. Like, he doesn't tan right. Like, it just turns into this like orange. So, yeah, he does it in the front yard. I mean, what can I say? And then he'll be playing, like, tossing the ball around with, like, a dude.
Yeah.
Or something, and, like, they won't get out of the road.
Oh, God, what are you doing? What are you, like, you're 10 and you're playing street hockey? What are you doing?
It's not like, and he's like a nice guy. But
it's
funny.
I mean,
just, like, they're like, just hang on a second. Gotta get in this last couple throws.
Right. I mean, everyone's like Uncle Rico and Napoleon Dynamite or Brand from the Goonies. I needed to, okay. And the coronavirus has done it because now everyone's home and they gotta make sure that the world knows that they're still working out. I don't know if we do this now, but I need to know if anybody's got a neighborhood hardo, like a coronavirus neighborhood hardo because of all of this, who's working out in the front yard and making sure, or I mean, the front yard's the best. The fact that he does it in the front yard when he has a backyard, just so everyone who's driving by can check out just how hard this guy's pumping it, getting his pump on.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. 617-779-0985. If you've got one,
I don't know if I've ever seen him with a shirt on. And I've seen him at, like, baseball games. And I'm not positive I've ever seen him with a shirt on.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He enjoys it. Nice guy, if you're listening. But, yeah, he's got that going for him.
I mean, there's guys like Ted Johnson who, you know, when you're that big, you have to continue to work out.
Right.
And I get that, but I also don't see Ted as being a guy who feels the need to have to let the world know that he's still working out, like a lot of these guys. And that's the reason a decent percentage of people go to the gym. I mean, you obviously want to get workout to stay healthy, but there's dudes who go there just to get their ego stroked, just to be seen working out and sure. to let everyone know how strong they are. And now that's been taken away from you. And next thing you know, your audience is the old lady next door, the guy walking his dog.
Yeah.
You got to let someone know.
Yeah, it gets decidedly uglier as and older as you have to do it that way. Yeah, this is just unbelievable. Yeah, there's a lot of people doing weird stuff. All right. And my daughter, because I don't know where everyone's getting these masks. Like, everyone's got a mask. Wog, how'd you get a mask?
My mother-in-law sent us 15 of them.
Okay, because, you know, you can't, like, buy them. Like,
no.
If you buy them, it says, like, 10 years before you get them. But,
yes, that's right.
So I have an old fishing, like, if you know, the fishing masks, like, that come up to your eyes. The captains wear them when they're, but it's ancient and it's all, yeah. like, weathered. So I don't think that I, because it's from like 98 and when I was in the Keys. But my daughter, this is all I could do because I had to go out yesterday. Now, you know, you have to wear a mask if you're going in somewhere. And she took Bounty paper towel and then stapled two of headbands or the things that you tie your hair with on it, and that's what I had to go out with, is because I have no other means of covering up my face.
I've seen people take old T-shirts and, like, just cut a cloth out of it and, yep. and like, use, like, rubber bands to, you know, put it around their ears. And I think that that's what they're saying. I mean, just something. As long as you got something to put over your mouth,
right.
you know, it's we're at the point where you're right. You can't order it. The hospitals are having a hard time getting it. How are we going to get a mask? So
she put a hashtag influencer on it.
Very nice.
So I was walking around like a jackass. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Well, we got probably the best possible news yet about a potential return to sports. Yesterday. Good news. Very good news.
Finally, some mm-hmm. good news. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, we see you say good news? What is this good news you speak of?
Great news. A return to sports as we know it may be closer than ever, thanks to one simple statement by Dr. Fauci.
There's a way of doing that. Nobody comes to the stadium. Put them in big hotels, you know, wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, namely a surveillance, but have them tested like every week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family and just let them play the season out. I mean, people say, well, you know, you can't play without spectators. Well, I think you probably get enough buy-in from people who are dying to see a baseball game, particularly me. I'm living in Washington. We have the world champion Washington Nationals. You know, I want to see them play again.
It's the COVID-19 boogie. We're
going to
boogie down. Who thought while talking about a deadly virus put that sound? Why would you put that in the background of an interview with a guy about a deadly virus?
I don't know why you would do that under anything. It's fascinating to me why these shows do it. Like that, a voice is not enough for you. That I need to have some kind of silky beat behind it.
Here comes a funeral director. Gonna talk about the people who died. Here comes a fucking beat. Keep you distracted on the side. That is from Snapchat's Good Luck America show. So there you go.
Snapchat's Good Luck. Well, Fauci's got it. He'll just do anything. He's just got his 15 minutes of fame. He's going to do it up.
Well, despite all of the super cool non-licensed funk that was in the background, that was our first indication from the country's foremost expert on this whole stupid coronavirus situation that, yes, a return to live sports may not be a pipe dream. He said yesterday that it may be challenging, but not impossible, to resume live sports as long as many guidelines are strictly adhered to. Fauci agreed with what has emerged somewhat as the most attainable but still challenging plan, that being one location for the games, no fans in the stands, players, coaches, officials, and television broadcast crews separated into hotels, essentially in a bubble, until the season is over. Now, that would include the NBA's plan to move all the teams to Vegas to finish the season, as well as the NHL's plan to possibly finish in North Dakota or New Hampshire, and also baseball's plan to have everyone melt in the desert of Phoenix and the parks of Florida this summer. Fauci also said, listen, nobody should come to the stadiums. There should be everyone should be put in big hotels wherever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled, but have them tested, he said, every week, and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their families, and just let them play the season out. Now, obviously, Fauci's blessing is great news, but really more than anything, Fred, his endorsement also takes away that negative stigma that the league may have feared getting for going against social distancing guidelines in the name of entertainment. I mean, the backlash would be minimal if it was approved by a guy like Dr. Fauci. And that means if you're the commissioner of one of these leagues and you've been hesitant, it is green light time if you've got that guy on your side.
Yeah, the Baseball Players Association, because guys like Trout have come out and said he's not sure about it. It should be interesting to see what they have to say. But if it costs them paychecks, I mean, they'll get in line.
But, well, I have his clip, too. I mean, it is pretty good. But, I mean, listen, with live sports back, you know, the only bad part of it is that it unfortunately may mean an end to such amazing things as NBA horse, which we
all right.
Oh! But listen.
I can't believe
that's
tonight,
that
wasn't
baby. Live. That's tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Fred, get ready.
Now, why? Okay, so the NBA, to get off topic a little bit, by the way, it's known. So the NBA horse thing. So what? Why is it tonight too?
It's part two. So Sunday night was the highly rated first two rounds, or first round rather, and then tonight you have four people left. I forget who it is. Chauncey Billups, I know, is one of them. I think that Zach LaVine is one of them.
Mike Conley and Mike the WNBA All Star Ali Quigley.
That's right. So, and then you've got the semifinals and the finals tonight. So, I mean, 2 hours of awesome televised entertainment.
Two hours?
Yeah, the first one was 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, but there were fewer games tonight, right?
It would be one, two, three games.
Yeah, so 1 hour.
Four
and
games
a half.
The first time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glad.
So maybe they'll have worked out some kinks by that time.
Let's hope perhaps. So what about the NFL? According to the Washington Post, the league's official position is that it's planning to play a full season in full stadiums. But their contingency plan, according to this report, looks a bit different. The plan includes a shortened schedule and playing games in empty or partially empty stadiums. As a result, the NFL schedule, which is going to be released May 9th, just here in a couple weeks, is being structured to provide a lot of potential flexibility. Now, someone who is familiar with the NFL's planning, who talked to the Post, they made the point that, quote, they want other leagues to have to go first. So the NFL is hoping reportedly that, you know, of course, widespread testing for the virus will be available by the fall for players and fans, and suspects that they're going to have a ton of these public health advisories that will be issued, you know, like, for example, urging older and at-risk fans to remain home. But as you were just mentioning, Fred, despite Dr. Fauci's somewhat of a blessing to all this, there are still players in a lot of the leagues that are pretty hesitant about getting the ball rolling too early. And you mentioned Mike Trout, and he does make a pretty good point.
I obviously want to play as fast as we can, get to a city, maybe Arizona. You know, they're flowing out Florida. You know, being quarantined in a city, you know, I was reading, you know, for if we play, you know, a couple months, it'd be difficult. What are you going to do with family members? My wife is pregnant. What am I going to do when, you know, she goes into labor? Am I going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks after I come back? Because, you know, obviously I can't miss that, you know, birth of our first child. So there's a lot of red flags. There's a lot of questions. Obviously, we would have to agree on it as players. But I think the mentality is we want to get back as soon as we can. But obviously, it's got to be realistic. You know, we can't be sitting in our hotel rooms and, you know, just going from the field to the hotel room and not being able to do anything.
And that there's a problem. If the stars aren't buying in and don't think it's worth it, then that is something that they're going to struggle with. And Dr. Fauci, even saying what he said yesterday, was the biggest step forward, and it is great news, but there's still a lot of things that have to line up and go right for this to happen. But
well, Rich, that's the only way it's going to work. I mean, I understand Trout's point, but in order to get games played, yeah, you have to be confined to your hotel room. You can't have interaction with anybody else outside of your team, with the guys that are tested every day or every other day or whenever it is. I mean, it sucks, but if that's the way Major League Baseball and the Players Association want to get in games, those are the rules.
Yeah.
They can't trap them in a hotel, though.
The risk is too high to infect.
If you have all that testing, I mean, you can't reasonably – there's no way. You can't say to someone, you're in a hotel room or you're at the stadium – like, you can't leave the hotel. And I'm not talking about, like, going out partying. I'm talking about, like, physically leaving the hotel on your own. I mean, that's like, cruel.
Do it at the MGM Grand. That's like a little universe under one roof. You got yourself your own, pool. You got a spa. Cool arcade there.
Yeah. Right, an arcade. That's right. And they'll open it all up. It would be great. Playland.
I think that they've got a Nathan's hot dog food in the food court there.
Yeah. I think it's highly unrealistic to go to someone for 2 months.
I know.
You're in your hotel room or you're at the stadium. I mean, they got to let them leave. They got to be able to move somewhat freely. All of a sudden they're all on house arrest.
I know. It's weird. But, I mean, listen. And by the way, one sport that may not be returning for a while, no matter what Dr. Fauci says, is college football. So yesterday, while on a conference call with Vice President Pence, there were these members of the College Football Playoff Committee, and they made one thing to Vice President Pence perfectly clear. If the students aren't allowed on campus, there will be no college football. That's bad news for anyone who wanted football to start on time, because there's already a lot of schools who are hinting to not allowing students to return in the fall and are already planning for virtual classes. My wife's an instructor at one of the colleges here in town, and there's right now real discussions as we speak about how to move forward with a virtual semester for the upcoming fall. And that's not just her school, that's all over the place you're hearing about this, and you just can't do that. I mean, yeah, if these guys are students, they're not allowed back, then you can't make an exception for these players.
No. I mean, then it would be a total, I mean, then it would be just outright just admitting it, because at least now there's a, they can hide behind, well, you know, they're student athletes and they're not paid.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look, hey, look, this is amateur competition, and, you know, it's all BS, but yeah, I mean, they can't have football players on campus playing football while there's no students. I mean, at least have the, you know, the facade of you know, them being students. You just don't take that completely away.
I know. So, and you know what? I do like the plan. To be quite honest, I'd be looking forward to this college football season starting at the end of February, the way that they have it proposed. Like, that sounds to me almost like just an awesome, fun thing to look forward to. And it would be a lot more comfortable, too, because hopefully by that time, you know, even if it's not right at that time, you may have a vaccine. And think about that. Once you have a vaccine, then, you know, it's a pants off, dance off. You can go wherever you want. It seems like everyone's going to have the confidence is going to be through the roof. And then you can actually, everyone continues to make money. You can pack the stands. Great. It just seems to me like that's the most realistic plan. And to have real college football right after the NFL season, if of course the NFL season isn't wildly disrupted, then that seems like it would be something really kind of cool to have for next spring.
All right, Rich, what else is coming up?
Well, unfortunately, it was a dark day for Jay Stu, Sarge, and Joe Murray, the WWE.
Joe Murray taking it tough.
Yeah.
Joe Murray just not liking it one bit.
In fairness, there were like people who I think they've become friends with who ended up getting furloughed yesterday. So that I kind of understand. Believe it or not, they do have legitimate friends who work in the WWE.
Yeah, I guess
Jay Stu is very close with them because of Andy Wong.
Now I have a backyard.
So we've got that, and also, do your own backyard wrestling. That would be
that's
a pay per view I'd see. And Gordon Hayward apparently made a rap album.
Hey,
why not? You're from Indiana. All right, here are the headlines.
Kutcher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, this was kind of weird. Yesterday morning, we played a clip of Jay Glazer saying that he had a major, major announcement that he was going to be making on a show that none of us knew existed on Fox something, one of the many Foxes that are on television. And yet many people speculated that it was something having to do with the return of the football season. Maybe it was the punishment that the Patriots were going to get for the videotaping scandal, seeing that Jay Glazer has been the guy when it comes to attaining videos and anything having to do with anything videotaping with the Patriots. Or maybe it was Odell Beckham being traded. Now, that is something that was thrown out there yesterday by John. Who's the source? It was just some dude in New York, right? Saying that Odell was going
to... one of the guys, one of the, I believe, co-hosts of the Midday Show, the new Midday Show at The Fan, sent this out.
Okay, so he says that he's got inside info that Odell's getting traded to the Vikings, correct?
Well, no, he said they're discussing it. They're discussing it.
All right.
Oh, well, way to go out on a limb.
Yeah. But really? It's the compensation, if he's right, it's the compensation that's the story.
Yeah, what was the compensation?
And a fifth.
And keep in mind, the Browns sent a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and their starting safety, Jabril Peppers, to the Giants for Beckham 13 months ago.
Right. The second and the fifth is not happening. There's no way.
That's a guy who obviously is trying to kick his way out of town, or they just have an awful GM. I mean, I have no idea why that would be something that's palatable. As a matter of fact, this is on the heels of the Browns doing one thing that's actually kind of okay, and that was when they revealed their uniforms. They just looked like the classic uniforms, where everyone's trying to reinvent the wheel. The Browns one's like, awesome, okay, good. If you're going to be the Browns, be the Browns. I've got no problem with that. These big uniform reveals to me are just the weirdest thing. Like, everyone gets all up in arms about it.
Who cares?
I don't care. Right. Like, whatever, it's like the color rush, we're like, oh my God, egads. I'm like, dude, they're playing one game. You can tolerate it for like 2.5 hours.
Or maybe realize what they're doing. They're making it so you buy more.
Right.
I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, they're not like, they're just going, here, buy this. You already have this, buy this.
So since everyone wants to know what Jay Glazer had to say, because face it, he does break a lot of news, here's the news that he broke last night around 11 o'clock on some Fox show.
We break news. We've broken it the last couple of weeks. This is a news item I would hope that I would not have to break. We have news of the first player to test positive for the coronavirus. It is Rams center Brian Allen. Now, I talked to Brian this morning, and he said he got it actually about 3 weeks ago. And the first thing he said was, quote, I woke up 3 weeks ago. I couldn't smell anything. I lost all sense of smell to the point where I had smelling salts here. I cracked them open, put them to my nose, and nothing happened. Then he lost his sense of taste. He said, all I could feel was texture in my mouth. Literally, it was the only sense I had in my mouth. And he said, I then got periodic sore throats. I would just get really fatigued. My throat would start burning. Everything felt different than every other flu I've had. He then got headaches and stiff. He'd get tired. He has to sit down. I asked him how long did these symptoms last. He said, those lasted for about 3 or 4 days. But he was retested again last week, and he tested positive again. But Brian told me that because of the length that he's had it, as of Thursday, he will actually be in the all clear. So his symptoms have cleared up except for the taste and the smell. He said doctors have actually told him, he said it was anywhere from 6 to 8 months, but he's actually regained some of the smell already.
It really is weird, the range of how this affects people. I mean, and it's you've heard.
By the
from,
way, nice tease for some story that some guy got coronavirus.
I know. Mean,
weeks ago, some guy got the coronavirus. This is something that you tease that not, it's not because like, oh, don't tease the coronavirus, but it's like some backup center got a virus that, 200,000 people have in the country?
Yeah.
And this is the big news? Okay. What does this have to do with the NFL? Some dude got the coronavirus.
I know. I mean, it's
it's not like he's dying, and then they said that he's fine.
Well, I guess his listen, I'm trying to justify, there's really no justification for the over-the-top tease, but I mean, I think it's because he's the first player in the NFL who is known to have had it. But
I know why.
But in the scheme of things, a lot of the country has it right now, right? I know.
No, but but if he went on TV or whatever the hell that was, and he said, hey, look,
I have some breaking news here, but you don't big market tease announcing guy had the coronavirus. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not big news.
Well, not even that's not big news. That just seems like, what are you doing? Like, you're using this guy's coronavirus diagnosis as, like, a big market tease, so people wait a day so they will hang on every word?
We all have to wait a day.
Yeah, I don't look at it as a, like, oh, boy, you're using the coronavirus. The way I look at it
is... It's kind of a dick move, yeah.
But take that off the table.
Okay.
I don't care that the guy had the coronavirus. Like, it's not something that concerns me. I mean, you know, a lot of people have it, and he apparently is fine. I've never heard of the guy before. Just because he happens to play in the NFL doesn't make him any more important to me as anyone else. So it's just breaking news. Here, this guy that I bet you like one NFL fan could name had the coronavirus and now he's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. It was just a weird, the whole thing was weird. Hearing that story, it's kind of strange. As we were saying, you know, some people don't even feel any symptoms, but that was like the Rudy Gobert situation where he couldn't smell anything for a while, he was saying. And then you heard how it went away and then it came back. I guess that happened with Chris Cuomo as well. Like, he was starting to recover and he had finished his 14 days and then all of a sudden he got another fever again. And he was tested and I guess it was still there and you still have to continue to quarantine. And then I guess Chris Cuomo's wife ended up getting it. He announced yesterday.
Yeah, he's losing his mind. When I was in college and I got, you know, stomped and my nose was broken, they had to put cloth up into my sinuses. So I couldn't. So yeah, you get something called air hunger at night. It was awesome. But so I was like, you know, kind of fat. And all
what,
I did
what,
was
what
eat
is less. What is air hunger? I'm sorry, what is that?
Oh, you wake up thinking that you're drowning.
Oh, so, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you have cloth literally like under your eyes, like it's all the way up in your sinuses. So, and when they pull it out, it's gnarly. And But all I ate was lettuce for like 3 weeks. And then, because I'm like, what? I go, what the hell's the point? I can't taste anything. So, good little weight loss tip.
Well,
get your nose broken.
Can I just quickly change subjects? I don't mean to zig and zag here, but I just want to say to John Wallach, F you. If you ever make fun of me for saying that April is the most punishing month to live in New England, look outside. It's effing snowing on April 16th.
It's not snowing where I am.
Year, I said every
just
year.
Just overcast, Rich.
It's, I said every year it snows in April. And you're like, it never snows in April. F
no,
you.
I never said
it is
never.
April 16th, and it's snowing outside right now.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's supposed to snow again Friday night, too. So.
Well, there you go. There you go. This sucks.
Yeah.
The rest of the world is a paradise right now.
Right.
And at least, of course, except for the coronavirus.
Right.
But every single year, this time, like, it's usually when the Masters is on. You're looking at how beautiful the world can be. And then you got effing snow on April 16th. So, John, I want you to remember this moment. I don't want you to ever deny that it snows in April, because
I never said it never snowed in April. I said it was infrequent. That's all
I
said.
It's coming down pretty good too.
It's like fairly heavy. I mean, it's not
going
to stick.
It just got heavy here.
Yeah, no, it is. It's fairly heavy right now.
I got nothing. Yeah,
again, if I'm telling you, if those pilgrims had any stupid sense, if they knew anything about geography, they would have just kept going.
Well, listen, November's pleasant. You know, you get here, it's fun, you know, around Thanksgiving and stuff or whatever. I know my history. I have no idea when they landed.
Son's birthday is May 25th, and we've had to wear winter jackets before.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, it's misery. I mean, it's absolute misery. I mean, and then people go, Fred, why don't you move? Well, I have a job. And then B, what, you like it? Like people are going, this is awesome.
I've just always thought that summer is the ultimate eternal sunshine moment, you know, because summer is so perfect here that it erases temporarily just how awful. Now, listen, it didn't snow that much this winter, and I'm very thankful for that. Matter of fact, I'd take this winter 1,000 times out of 1,000. I was completely fine with that. But usually it's awful, and then the summer's so perfect that you forget about how bad it is, and the next thing you know, you are sitting in the dark at 4 p.m. on a February afternoon, and you can't go outside, and you're locked in kind of like we are now, and you hate it. And so thank you very much, Weather Gods, for me being able to put a giant middle finger once again in John Wallach's face and say, yes, you dummy, it definitely snows in April in Massachusetts.
You don't really get summer until like mid-June.
But it's awesome. Like from like mid-June through September. Oh,
yeah,
it's
but everything closes in September. Like after Memorial Day, everything closes.
Like the pools and stuff?
Labor Day. Like the pools close after Labor Day, and it's always such a ripoff.
Yeah, they pull the trigger too early. Yep, you're right.
They close the beaches. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're just going to have to defer to the scientists, the doctors who will tell us what we need to do to get the arenas in shape to be able to accept people and for those people to have confidence. If a player thinks that they need a mask in order to play, we're probably trying to play too early. There's too much uncertainty. And so I think that'll be a good gauge for us to try to determine, you know, whether it's time to play. I mean, I don't see us playing with fans, but I think maybe players will discuss it. Maybe a player will try it, and then they'll realize how difficult it is. It won't happen in an actual game.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. By the way, Bill Belichick apparently turning 68 today.
What do you think he's doing for his birthday? Do you think? I mean, it's what do you think? It's a day where you just get an honorary tattoo. Maybe you put right next to your slippery when wet one that's over the butt crack. Maybe you get.
I don't know. Maybe they sneak the Jove in on a private plane for a little bit of a jam session around the campfire.
I guess Bon Jovi was doing an interview yesterday and mentioned that Bill Belichick, he has like a Bill Belichick hoodie that I guess he was sent. So there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sent you a hoodie.
Yep. That's
you
pretty cool.
You're a multi-millionaire.
They have the two of them, two peas in a pod.
Yes.
Jove.
Well, I know that we've got the Bankroll Boys coming on in just a moment. And believe it or not, there are things to bet on. Thank you, Internet.
Joe Murray going crazy with the information.
He is, but it is also a sad day for one Joe Murray, being a massive fan of the WWE. This is on the heels of Vince McMahon's XFL end up filing for bankruptcy and discontinuing. On top of that, yesterday was a tough day. He had to sit down with a bunch of wrestlers and cut the budget by a lot. As a matter of fact, there's some decent names, decent-sized names that ended up getting furloughed yesterday. Now, not everyone was fired, but there's some pretty big names like Kurt Angle. He's been let go. I know we've had Mike and Maria Kanellis on our show before, and they are local, and I think that that's one of the reasons why guys like Jay Stu and Joe Murray are, you know, pretty bummed out about all this. And there's a bunch of names that I don't really know, but I guess they're big.
Yeah, dumbass.
So, Leo Rush.
Yourself?
Yeah, I guess I need to. Kurt Hawkins, Carl Anderson.
Oh,
EC3.
Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson is a technician, a high flyer.
I'm looking at these names. I don't even know if they're real or not. There's one name.
Oh,
on
they're real, baby. Okay. Oh, they're real. Flesh and blood.
Jay Stu, tell me about the wrestler on this list whose name is No Way Jose.
No Way Jose is a master of the counter move.
Is he really?
When you go to put him in the headlock, he goes, No Way Jose. And then he slips out of it. Like a snake.
How did we not have him say that?
Say mercy.
I mean, we've got that, but there has not been a no way, Jose.
There's going to be an okay. Well, tomorrow's show is done. There's going to be an emergency inside the ropes. I mean, there's going to be there was a siren going off.
Take that.
No way, Jose. Give me another one.
Okay.
Boots to asses.
Who else got furloughed?
Oh, there's also Primo is a guy's name.
I'll
Primo.
Tell you something, Jack.
Please do. Tell me something,
Primo
Jack.
Thinks he's the best. He had a heel turn. He thinks he's A1 dynamite. The Primo. The premier.
Shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fatty.
Hey.
Where that came from.
Hey. I don't wear a thong.
Okay. I don't know where that came from. I'm not quite sure.
Man, if you packed a dip, you'd have the world's biggest lipper.
Get that one right there.
No way, Jose.
You'll probably have a ton of bruises and stuff.
Yep. Epico? That sounds like a fake name. I'm sure that's probably a real
Well,
wrestler.
That's a company.
Epico.
Yeah, it's an Ipecac company.
It's Ipecac. That's the thing that makes you vomit, yeah. Not Ipecac.
Yeah, Ipecac. And so what happens is they come in and they vomit on you.
There used to be a wrestler named Puke, rest in peace. He used to
That's
used
right.
To his things.
You
right.
Can't see me.
Well, you
That's
can see
his closing Puke. Move. Boo!
You're probably right. I would think so.
I don't like you, Rock.
That might be my favorite one.
Wait a second. You manipulated my voice.
Cool All right. beans.
All right. We will have for you the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Livshat, Joe Murray putting in work. A lot of things to gamble on. So we look forward to talking to them. No commercials here. Just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Homework. Oh, this one. Absolutely crushed to center. Back to the track. And off the top of the wall. Gone. Pardon me. That one hit the wall and bounced out. Home run. Sujit, yeah.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
Oh! 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, the Bankroll Boys with the Z.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.